We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. We're not dead yet. Maybe talk to me Thursday night, but we're not dead yet. It's a WIP afternoon show. That's Ike Reese over there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Mr. Jack Fritz.
Mm-hmm. Spike, Fritzy, holla at your boy.
You know, they always find a new way. There's a lot that I don't appreciate of the Philadelphia 76ers, and over the last 10 years, last 11 years, through this rebuilding process. The one thing I do appreciate is that the heartbreak every single year comes in a different way. And we had a different way last night. And I get it. I get the ref thing. The ref thing happened, but it's over. They blew a call on Maxey. They blew a call on Embiid. They blew a call on Lowry. Nurse called timeout twice. Nobody granted it to him. We petitioned the league, but none of it matters. What matters is the players on the court and the result of the game, and the Sixers are down 0-2. But from last night, which was an imperfect game that had a lot of mistakes from a lot of people. At the end of the game, I thought to myself, they battled. You know, Tyrese Maxey, who was sort of didn't exist in the first half of game one, played great in the second half of game one, all great in the except for the very, very end of game two. He was the offensive star on the 76ers and helped them battle back. They were down. It felt like the game was over. They were down 7. They got right back in it. Embiid is on basically one leg. By halftime, he couldn't run without a limp, and who knows what the hell is going on with his eye. All that said, the 76ers, after these two games, two heartbreaking losses, have the two best players in the series. And that's a fact. They are a better team, though they are down 0-2 to the New York Knicks, and that, I believe, is also a fact. They are not down 2-0 to the Celtics. They are not down 2-0 to the Nuggets. They're going to come back here on Thursday, and they're going to win Game 3. And that is going to change the tide of this series. They're right there. And the difference between being home and away will be everything. They'll win Game 3. They'll win Game 4. And I believe they will win the series. 215-592-9494. I feel like I've seen a different Embiid, though not a perfect Embiid, and a different Maxey, and I think that will be enough for this series, even down 0-2.
Well, I swear, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I'm not feeling it today. I do not feel that today. I think there are some things you can be encouraged by when you watch this team play, but there's something about closing out these games in the playoffs that we just aren't very good at. We just aren't very good at. And whether it's blowing a 26-point lead at home against the Atlanta Hawks, losing Game 7 at home to the Atlanta Hawks, whether it's not being able to close out the last 5 minutes of a game at home against the Boston Celtics on your floor with a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals where Joel Embiid does not touch the ball down the stretch, or it comes down to last night. Like, for whatever reason, and I gave you three different scenarios. Now, two coaches, there's two different coaches there, and you probably could go back even into when Brett Brown was here, somewhere in there where we should have been able to close out a series and we didn't necessarily make smart plays coming down the stretch. And this is what I'm getting at. You know, everybody wants to complain about the referees or what have you. And some of it is valid. Some of it is valid. You know, foul could have been called very easily there. timeouts, Nick Nurse, I would like for him to be a little more demonstrative, a little more assertive with his timeouts. If you do have to run on the court to call it, then call it. But, I mean, you got Kyle Lowry taking the ball out. This thing had such a chain reaction down the stretch from some of your best players. And everybody, you know, third player didn't show up. This player didn't show up. This role player didn't show up. That's hogwash. Because that had nothing to do with blowing a five-point lead with 30 seconds left to go in the game. Where that's clutch player time. That's star player time. That's the heady, cerebral, smart player time at the end of the game. That's where the coach has to know how to manage the game late in the game there. It got so frantic those last few seconds. It seemed like nobody had a clue of what to do. Everybody was reactive, whereas New York is just fighting and scratching and clawing to stay alive. And the Sixers are more or less sitting there like, where's the foul call at? Is somebody going to call a timeout? Coach, call a timeout. Dude, like it was nothing where it said, I got this under control. I know what to do. Lowry, you're a veteran. You've won an NBA championship. Love you, bro. Love the dog in you. Love everything about you as a player. You're a veteran in that situation. Call a timeout. Call a timeout. You toss the ball into Maxey. He's being double covered. Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, they both have him. Yes, they're grabbing his jersey. They're doing everything they can to win. They're losing. They're making the refs make a call, and guess what happened? The refs didn't make a call. But guess what the Knicks said? I don't give a damn. I'm playing till the whistle is over, and I'm going to scrap and claw my way to victory. That's what they did. We didn't. Missed free throws late coming down the stretch. You know, Maxey, I love him. He had a wide open layup, and the ball went off his knee. Like, we couldn't close this game out. They fought to get back in that game when it looked like the Knicks were going to win it. And they deserved to win that game as they made clutch shot Maxey, clutch shot Maxey, clutch shot that three-pointer, clutch shot. And they thought the game was over with. They thought the game was over with. They relaxed and the Knicks didn't. I tell you what, Spike, I think they win Thursday night. They better win Thursday night. Not only that, this series – it can't go back to New York any other way than 2-2.
Has to go back 2-2.
It goes back 3-1. The series is over with. I'm already feeling that the series is over with because that's the way I feel today. But they need to do something that says to me they're going to win this series. I'm tired of hearing about they got the best two players, can't win with Jalen Brunson. All right, well, guess what? They're 2-0. We're not. Right? That's the way I look at it today. That loss last night was about as disappointing as there has been around here. And we've seen our fair share.
It's been a lot.
Yeah, there's our fair share.
There's a whole book's worth of Sixers runs. So much so that we already had a ball bounce up into the air that hit the front rim and go through the basket and crush us once.
Yeah.
That already happened one time, and it happened again. That's how many of them there are.
You get a rebound. Tobias, Nick Batum, somebody get a rebound. And listen, I know Joel Embiid. I'm not killing Joel Embiid. I'm not. Man is out there on one leg. He's out there on one leg. For me, the only thing that irritated me about Joel Embiid last night was his proclamation that we were still winning this series without looking into the camera and telling me that, having his head down and saying it. Other than that, I have a problem with Joel Embiid last night. That's a Warrior men-like effort last night. That's what that was from Joel Embiid. I got no problem with the big fella last night. He can barely move out there. What do you want me to do? Tell him to go chase down rebounds?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
That part's not going to happen. I think he is at this point, and we have had plenty of time to criticize Joel Embiid in the past, and he's deserved every single bit of it, almost every single bit of it. You know, I don't know what you can put on him from last night. He's still on, as great as Maxey was offensively, Embiid is still the key to their offense and still the key to their defense, even on one leg.
Yeah.
He can't do what Isaiah Hartenstein can do right now, rebounding wise. There's a limit to what Embiid can do, but I still think it's enough. And The thing I'd say about the way they closed it and the errors that they made, specifically Maxey, is this is the danger of going into a high-leverage game when your second-best player and your primary wing player is 23 years old and hasn't been in those situations yet. All I can hope for with Maxey, which I do believe, is that all he's done over the 4 years he's been here, every year, is learn and get better. He got here, didn't have a shot, got a shot. Then all of a sudden, he wasn't getting fouled. Now he draws fouls more. He finishes better. Now he's got a floater. He's got a mid-range game. All those things. What I hope for with Tyrese Maxey is two things. One, he learns from the mistake at the very end of the game. Not the very, very end of the game, but when he didn't just put his arms around the ball, call timeout, and end it right there. Yeah. That was the first one. And the second one is don't pass that ball to Joel Embiid. Take the shot yourself in the very closing seconds of the game. But I think he'll learn those things because all he's done is learn. Now, he doesn't have much time. He's got 2 days to learn.
Right.
But
He's learning on the job right now.
To me, as disappointing and crushing as it is, I just feel different than I've felt before with them. 215-592-9494. Do you still think the Sixers can win this series? Fritz, did you even see the game or were you busy watching Ranger?
Well, hold on. They have won 7 straight.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get
and there was a big post-game show that you had to get live reaction. So many callers were lighting up the call board waiting to react to the Phillies game last night.
Okay.
That was one of those speed through it so that everyone else could get on and have a good time. I feel like I got jobbed. I really do. Like, I know we don't do – I'm not a big blame the refs guy. But, like, if they just make the call, the Sixers win the game. Like, it's as simple as that. I know Nick Nurse could have been more demonstrative, or, like, Maxey could have flailed in the air. But if the refs just do their job, the Sixers win that game last night. They're a physical all game. It felt like they got no calls. Like,
they're not getting a call in that situation.
Do their job. I want the referees to do their job.
How about the Sixers do their job?
Yes.
It would help if the refs did their job.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
was the blatant foul there?
The blatant foul was when Maxey went for the ball. He had it, and then he was trying to get it out of there.
It's a loose ball.
It's not always a loose ball. He had possession, and they grabbed his jersey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Going after the ball.
Yeah.
So when we're saying we've never seen a jersey get grabbed and not get called.
Of course you haven't seen a jersey grabbed.
Okay.
That has happened.
Okay.
But if they make the call, like the whole game was physical. It feels like they didn't get many calls the whole night.
By the way, they shot the same amount of free throws, both teams.
Well, eye test doesn't suggest that. I don't feel that way. Like I feel job today, and I think a lot of people feel job today.
Well,
I think they deserve to win that game last night.
You know what? Jobbed or not jobbed, they didn't. They didn't win, and you can't leave the game in the hands of the referees to decide, and that's what they did.
And I don't think they deserve to win last night. I don't. I wanted them to win. To say they deserve to win means they got the game stolen from them. Yeah, that's what you're implying. You're implying that the referees stole the game away from the Sixers last night. I can't roll with that.
No, I'm not there yet.
I can't roll with
that. I was mad when it happened. I was mad when I saw the stills of Nick Nurse calling timeout and then not giving it to him. But the truth is it happened. It's over. It doesn't matter what the
– Lowry's a point guard. He could have called timeout himself.
Anybody on the court could have.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Jay in Roxbury, you kick us off. What's up, man?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, well, listen, and follow me on this, man. I'm encouraged by what I saw yesterday with that team. With the Sixers yesterday, I was on the fence, and I was one of those people. You can't win with this guy. You know, he's always going to fold. What I saw yesterday with that guy is I saw heart. You know, and win or lose this series, I don't want to let Joel go. I would much rather struggle and be disappointed, you know, than to trade this guy. You know, and the reason why I'm saying this, guys, because there's a lot of people out there have been calling and talking about, see what I mean about Joel? He let you down. I watched this guy yesterday. He can't get lift. He can't get lift right now, but he's out there scoring 30-something points trying to help. You know, our role players yesterday, you know, guys like Spies. I heard you say something about Kyle. You know, that's just, I understand what you say about Kyle Lowry. He should have been more aware. But that's a game where you should have, without Kyle Lowry, shouldn't have been put in a position where he had to be thinking at the end of that game.
Why not? That's what he's here for. Hold on, Jay. He's 38 years old. He's not being asked to score 20 points a game. His headiness and his cerebralness out there on the court is why he's here. He's supposed to be the calming factor for everyone out there. He's the one who's gone deep in the championship rounds and won an NBA title. If he can't give me anything else, you got to give me the smarts out there on the court, man. Call a timeout.
I think if you watch Kyle Lowry before, like last week, he tries to hurry up and get that inbound pass in before the defense can react. And I believe that's what he was trying to do yesterday. That's why he didn't call the timeout.
Yeah, and he set a chain of reaction in motion. He set a chain of reaction where everybody started panicking. Everybody started panicking. The referees, the head coach, the rest of the players. Embiid can't move, so he's not an option to get the ball. I got Tobias standing out here at the three-point line because you know what? The more people you bring to the basketball, the harder it is for Kyle Lowry to get the ball in. There was not spacing out there. That's where you need a timeout. You need a timeout. Take the ball up at half court. This is where Nick Nurse comes in at as well.
Well, here's the thing.
Two guys that won a championship together. Both of them, they won it together. And they looked like they hadn't been in a championship round.
And listen, I know you guys got to go. Let me say this one thing to you, Ike.
Go ahead.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'll bet 9 times out of 10, Kyle Lowry will make a better decision.
Okay.
So I don't feel like that I should come down on Kyle because he's been doing some good things over these last couple of games. As far as getting guys in foul trouble, making smart plays. So I'm not going to hang this one on him.
Okay.
If he gives me another one like that, then I'm on board with you.
Well, listen, and appreciate the call, Jay. Here's my thing. We're not getting rid of anybody. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to get Kyle Lowry one more year to come back here to play. This isn't about everybody stinks, get rid of everybody. This is me reacting to what happened last night at the end of this game.
This isn't the trade Embiid show.
Yeah, this isn't. Yeah, this
we'll do it next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not doing any of that. And I love Kyle Lowry. I love the fact that he's here. As much as everybody loved Pat Bev and I loved his sort of dog mentality, I'd much rather have Kyle Lowry because Kyle Lowry has been on a championship team. Pat Beverly just talks a lot and kept his way in the league. Kyle Lowry has actually been in the deep water and got out of it. That's why I would much prefer to have him. I'm telling you, from that last night, I'm disappointed in that he wasn't necessarily on that play. By him trying to grab the ball out of the official's hands and rush it in, everybody started panicking and moving around at a frenetic pace, and it just seemed like it was unorganized, and that's what the Knicks wanted, and the refs didn't make a call to bail us out. We wanted a bailout call there. We wanted a foul to be called there. Guess what? They didn't call the foul. It's in New York. It's on their court. We're not getting that call in New York.
Now, this thing on the screen, I feel like, is a trick because it says wants to tell Spike I'm sorry from Black Gritty, which feels like a lie. So this is definitely a bait and switch from you and Jack. I'm going to let it happen, but go ahead.
So it's not a bait and switch. Yesterday, okay. I was first caller. Right before I get on the air, you say the dumbest thing alive about getting past the Knicks is going to be a success. And you just set me off, and I was mad. And when I get mad, you know, I didn't need to be mad at you at the moment. I'm mad at the Sixers. So I do apologize to you, even though you said something dumb to trigger me. But I apologize. I should have kept my composure. Today, I'm going to keep my composure. Kyle Lowry, hey, love you, all that kind of stuff. You got to call timeout. Tyrese Maxey got fouled. He pushed the dude out of the screen like it was a Madden game trying to get free. They didn't call the offensive foul. So they were letting you play. I fully understand we got robbed, but if they're letting you play football, then golly gee, you might want to tackle somebody out there too. I don't know who this Lionheart guy is, but he's out here doing floaters in the middle. Like, what was going on? And I'm killing Joel Embiid. I know he put up 33 points, but you know what's going to happen? Every game, he's going to give you 30 points by the fourth quarter comes, 0 points the first game, 5 points in last night's game because he's wearing down. He's only going to get more worn down. He's not going to get healthier as the playoffs go, especially going up against a team like the Knicks who's just using battering rams at the guy all game. He's doing the best he can. He's giving it all he's got, but he can't lift his head up at the end of the game, look into the camera, and tell me that he's going to come back and win these games. So I don't feel that confident about it. Got a championship coach that I believe, finally a coach that I love, and this is the kind of result I get at the end of a hectic game. That's why you're here, to fix that kind of problem.
Yep.
I've watched it over and over and over again. And telling me that this is 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 11 years ago, well, golly gee, it feels like the same thing. My heart's getting ripped out because the Knicks want it more. They're not better than us. They're not better than a 60% Joel Embiid. They want it more. They're hustling more.
Yep.
And if these role players don't do what the general statistics says, they play better at home. The role players will be comfortable in it. Well, you better show up and show out. I better be a boom, boom, batoom in this room because we need all the help we can get. Because, again, Joel is going to fade at the end of every single game.
We lost him. You know, I agree at the end of the game. It is one thing, foul call aside. The timeout thing, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like when Nick Nurse normally calls a timeout. It sure looked like he was calling timeout.
He was trying to.
And I don't want to – I know the emotion.
I need him in that ref's face like,
yes,
hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they – somebody brought up to us last night, why don't the refs just have – why don't the coaches have a timeout button? Why don't they just have a button, like a flag that you can
– Why don't the refs have a shock collar on? That they
yes. 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 Absolutely. I have no issue with that. If you ask me if I have an issue, no issue. There's a lot of emotion about the last 1 minute of that game.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of emotion about the last 1 minute of that game. But I do want to put into perspective, and I think Nurse is getting questioned a lot today. Nick Nurse has devised a plan that has basically neutralized Jalen Brunson.
True.
He has also devised a plan to keep this team within, they could have, and you could argue should have, won two games in New York with a incredibly compromised Joel Embiid on the road. Mm-hmm. That is the number two seed in the conference. Mm-hmm. They are, I know the last minute of the game hurts, but they are right there. I truly believe they're right there. And I think the difference between being on the road and being home.
If I had hair, I'd pull it out right now. I don't even have hair on my head. Dr. Glad is not kicking in.
That's what
yet.
I say.
You're
still beautiful, though. You are
beautiful.
And beautiful.
Beautiful.
You're going to drive me crazy with this whole, they're close. They're right there. I could feel it.
I can.
I don't feel anything, man. I feel losses is what I feel.
That's how I felt last night. Today, I am positive, and they're going to win. Coming up next, we've blamed the refs, we've blamed the Sixers, we've blamed the coach, but the true people to blame for that loss last night, we will let you in on that next on the new Afternoon Show on 94WIP.
Hey, it's time to get excited, because it's the new Iced Honey Bun Multi-Packs. They're coming your way. Now, you can find both delicious Tasty Cake Honey Bun flavors in 6-count boxes.
How many do you think you could eat at once?
At once?
Yeah, just at afternoon at home,
you know what
game
I mean? Like
on.
At the same time,
yeah,
though.
Maybe within like a 2-hour
window.
Oh, yeah,
I got the whole box.
All 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would love to see that.
Oh, yeah. You put those things in the microwave, those things melt in your mouth like butter. Pause. I'm just saying.
Is that really a pause?
I mean, it felt like it should have been.
Okay, all right.
Anytime you're putting it in your mouth. Oh, God, yeah, move
all right,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
that one.
That's a honey bun.
Get back to the read.
See, this is what happens.
Yeah.
My fault.
We'll get Hank Fraley to do the honey buns reads here soon.
Yeah.
Now, whether you love to bite into a soft and cinnamony.
Cinnamony.
That's what I said. Iced or glazed honey bun, Tasty Cake has got you covered. Pick up a pack for your family today and bring home your favorite tasty treats. Make today tasty with Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.